What's up? What's up, Sojourn? Let's give it up for our boys at Sojourn East, man. They're letting us have this huge decadent hall for absolutely nothing tonight. And I tell you what, too. You know, you do this business long enough, and these guys will tell you, you know, we seem very chummy on the air. You know, the vibe seems very natural. It's just a little behind the curtain, but I just want to let you know we don't speak outside of the program. So this is just work. This is just another day at the office for us. But
baby, it's not show friends. It's
show business.
And by the way, I just want to say hello since it has been a long time since we chatted.
Baby, welcome back to work.
Doing,
by the way,
how's Double K doing?
I mean, Double K's great. How's Double M?
You mean Big M?
Yeah, Big M.
Big M's fine. She couldn't be here tonight. But we got to catch up, though.
We do have to catch up.
We should not be catching up like this.
Baby, and listen to me. I know that you haven't worked in a while. So if you get a little winded, if you get a little tired, I just want to let you know that actually halfway through the program, Sojourn has another retreat for you guys.
Okay, good.
So there's going to be some pampering. They're just going to fly you down to the Boca Raton real quick just to have a little spa time.
Baby, okay? The problem with the sabbatical is once you've had that first sabbat, you can't go very long before you get that second one.
That's true.
So I'm feeling a little shaky.
I know.
The exhaustion has already been like, you know, just descending upon my shoulders. It's out of control right
now. Maybe it's your gateway sabbat.
It's my gateway sabbat, right? The first sabbat was just to lead me into the other sabbat.
Baby, it's tough. What are we looking at? 2 weeks back to work now?
Yeah, and it's I don't know. Yeah, I really can't talk about this.
How are you holding
now.
Up, man?
It's been shaky. It's been a rough re-entry.
I know it's been
rough.
It started on Easter, which, as everybody knows, is like a pastor's nightmare.
It is a pastor's nightmare.
They all act excited, but then they all complain about being tired afterwards.
I can't even tell you what we did on Easter, except for, man, we had that service, and it was rough. We had the church service.
The egg drop.
Yeah, the egg drop. Yeah. Right.
Boys, you know what's not a nightmare? The fact that I reached out to Sojourn East in advance of this event. And I said, I would feel more comfortable in the room if there were large sections of moss that were framed and hanging on the wall. I said, it puts me at ease. I don't know. Don't make me explain it. I don't want to get into the whole thing. But I just feel better in a room with moss hanging on it.
The metallurgy and woodwork last time was just a little
I went down the hall. I was very sad because the woodwork is gone. I went down to my woodworking nook down the hall here at Sojourn East.
And then we tried to talk to Chad, and here's what happened is we didn't get an answer for what happened. So now I feel like I'm, like, dealing with stuff right now, and I don't know how to process that.
I don't know where it all is.
Yeah.
Out loud, that's how you process.
I don't know if I can do this podcast.
Baby, I know it's tough. I know working is hard. We're going to bring you back in easy, okay?
I appreciate that.
We're going to ease you back into
this thing.
And the way that we're going to do that, Pipe, is by giving some love to our sponsors, of which there are many. Let's give it up for CSB. Are you guys enjoying the free swag that you got on the way in tonight?
So,
Piper, tell us about it.
Before I do this, I would like a show of hands. How many of you fast forward through all the promos I do on the podcast?
Don't do it because there are some nice...
That's awesome.
Two unliars.
So in case any
two Christians
sponsors
are with
are
us
listening,
tonight.
That number was tiny. Nobody fast forwards. They all listen to our promos. So we're worth the money.
Dude, the promos are great because they sometimes devolve into like topics of their own. Especially when I end up Googling some of these gentlemen who have written books and we begin to vamp about their appearance.
As in a professional segue, if you were to Google the gentleman who wrote the book that we gave away today,
that's true.
It would be God, actually, because we gave away the CSB Bible to all of our attendees, and we would like to thank the CSB Bible.
And God.
I don't know why you would be thanking God.
All thanks to God.
That's right.
We'd like to thank the CSB Bible
for
being so generous, because a bunch of people made the trip here, and then they got free stuff, and it was a really nice Bible, not like some little crappy paperback. For listeners who are not in the room and did not get a free Bible, if you go to csbible.com, you can learn more about it. Check it out. Check it out for your church. They have all of your questions answered. It's a relatively new translation, but it's one that I use regularly. Really enjoy it. People in the room, you guys should try it too. It's fantastic. We also want to thank the folks at Resonate, who are at the back of this room and deserve a round of applause from everybody in the room. I think Ronnie may have already done that, but we're going to do it again because they do all of our audio editing every week. They cut out all the jokes that would get us fired. They make me sound even better. They make Ronnie sound tolerable, and they don't really have to do anything to Ted's voice. So thank you, Resonate. You guys are great. One last thing, Lagares Roasters Coffee, one of our closest partners in this podcast venture and have been for several months, even a dedicated coffee roast to us. Thank you to Lagares as well.
Absolutely. And thank you to Shannon McPherson, who provided the Nerf footballs with the Happy Rant logo that appeared on your chair. My boy Shannon, he's a good friend of mine, just tore his Achilles tendon. So let's clap it up for my boy. He's in recovery. He's going to enjoy these apps.
Nothing helps a sore Achilles like applause.
Absolutely.
I got to give it up for my girl.
This is like our version of thoughts and prayers.
Dude, Susan Frieda DeYoung.
No. Susan Grassy DeYoung.
Susan Grassy DeYoung. My bad.
No, Susan Grassy supplied you guys with all of those delicious Frito-Lay products. Mm-hmm. So we got corporate sponsorships always on the rant.
Absolutely.
Tonight is Frito-Lay. So I want to give it up for Susan Grassy.
Any other people we can thank? I mean, this is becoming like an
Oscar
acceptance
speech. Guys, why don't we just make this a thank you episode, because that would be really compelling radio.
Play the music
for everybody.
To move on to the next award.
What about our hotel sponsors?
Let's talk about that.
We're talking
baby.
About that in the green.
Yeah.
Room.
I mean, let's talk about that, right?
Okay.
I mean, this is going to get us to the end of the app. We're going to go Rachel to hell, and then we're going to be out. But let's talk about a couple of hotels that have treated us kindly over the years, baby.
Who's your hotel deal with?
My hotel deal with exclusively, and this goes way back. If you want to get the nicest hotel for the cheapest price, there's one place you go to, maybe two.
Where is it?
Hyatt Place.
There it is.
What's the second one?
Microtel.
Moving on.
Okay. You guys, my lady's calling. Should I answer during the show?
Yes. Double K.
Speakerphone. Baby, what's up? You're on the air.
I hope it's not
yeah.
like a family.
I'm going to put you on speaker, okay? And hang on one second. Hang on. Hey, listen, this is Double K. This is Kristen Cluck. Everybody clap it up for KK, okay? Listen to that love, baby. That's radio magic. What can I do for you?
Wow, we're like really doing this phone call right now. Like,
yeah.
we're, like it's
this
like
is
it's
good
literally
radio,
happening.
Baby. This
like
is
everything
good radio.
Got quiet, and we're doing the call.
Yeah.
No, we're just waiting for it to end.
Like Double K, like she didn't get the memo that like the show's actually happening right now. Right?
Baby, ignore them. I love you, and
if you can't hear it,
Double K,
she misdialed
you,
and
like
meant to call a client and said she
tonight.
Called all of you.
I should probably go back to doing my show. Okay.
It's still just rolling. Still
you know
rolling.
You're beautiful. You're wonderful. Not today. All right, baby. Love you. Bye.
It's almost like we didn't prepare for this.
All right, boys. Enough fun and games.
Yeah, let's get down to business.
That's not what we came for.
Yeah, we're here for the radio business, man. We're here to make radio history. And, you know, we've been at this for a long time, chipping away at this thing. back in the old days of the program, and we would come out to this venue, play in a much smaller room, and I don't want anybody to get complacent because we're in the big room now.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
I want you to remember where you came from and remember the grind.
Well, right? I mean, I think we're moving to the Yum Center next year. Again, you guys, this is all about humility. This is all about keeping things humble. This is remembering our roots. This is remembering what life used to be like.
That's it. So before we get on the grind, I want to start this thing off right by giving away some swag. And I want to show some love to our listeners. And here's the question. Because we are here semi in conjunction with another conference who will not be mentioned.
Yeah, I literally don't know what you're talking about.
If you can name the original nine horsemen of that conference, so i.e. the original nine horsemen of the Reformedom,
Then it multiplied and we settled on nine.
What he means is the same nine guys they book every year for the main stage.
The same nine main stagers, and we may or may not have aligned them each with Godfather characters off the air in the green room. So we decided which Godfather character they would be.
So the first person that can stand up and name those dudes in a row, and I would say the OGs, but they're all OGs because the lineup doesn't change, gets a what? What are we giving away?
They get to pick some Mission Aware beautiful baby swag.
Oh, nice,
year.
Baby.
So,
nice.
Who's got it? Who's got the original nine?
Stand up and shout. Really?
First one's always a little shy. Here he is.
Here we go.
What's your name, dude?
Daniel,
spit it out, man. Let's hear it.
Mark Dever, Albert Moeller, C.J. Mahaney.
That's three.
Lincoln Duncan.
Okay.
John McCarthy, Doug Piper.
Baby, you're so close. No, man, we're going to give you
no,
that.
We'll
you roll with that.
Yeah, that's he was the second tier.
No, dude.
That's a good name, though. We're going to take it. I'm giving it to Daniel.
You're missing two.
We'll give it to you. We'll give it to him in memoriam.
Okay, though, you got it, man. You nailed it. Yep, you got it.
You know what he did?
He just named every white reformed guy Anthabiti.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
That was an excellent strategy. You're like, Calvinist authors published by Crossway. Here we go.
All right, Daniel.
We've got a handsome Charles Spurgeon Christmas sweater or a very handsome Happy Rant official t-shirt. What can we do, come up
and take your choice, up, man. This is how we roll.
Both of these are from Missional Wear, another longtime partner of ours. So you can, if you use the code RANT, you can usually get discounts at their website as well.
Christmas sweater?
Yeah. And he takes the sweater.
An ugly Spurgeon Christmas sweater. There you go.
All right.
You can get some good holiday use out of that while reading Ronnie's Christmas novel.
That got rejected, by the way.
For now.
Really?
That got rejected.
There's no life to the Christmas sweater?
No, my first draft, my Christmas novel, got rejected. But, you know, there's always the next one you get to start working on, which I have.
Baby, are you taking any meetings about that tomorrow?
I might be.
Okay. Maybe not.
I might.
Let's keep it a little mysterious.
Let's keep it on the DL right now, shall we?
Guys, you know what else is kind of mysterious to me? You know, we are in this media entertainment business, and people come and go, names come and go. But there was a guy, and it's a guy who gets mentioned often on this podcast, at Jared C. Wilson. And I don't know if at Jared C. Wilson is here in the house tonight or not, but we have been teasing something for a long time. For a long time, we've been meaning to talk about a list that he wrote in which he anointed himself, I guess, the curator of the Reformed world, in a sense. And
you know, because that's what we need is a curator.
We do. We absolutely need a curator. He is that curator. And he made a list, starting at number one, ending at number 125, of the most influential Reformed people.
Baby, who was 125, by the way? It just slipped my mind.
I don't know. Hey, does anybody out there know who was number 125 at Jared C. Wilson's list of top Reformed influencers? Because I got a free t-shirt for you if you do. Who's number 125 on that list?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Who shouted that? Come get a t-shirt.
Come on up.
Come on, big fella. What's your name?
Ellis.
All right, Ellis. Let's. Yep. I'm going to call you Ellis because of the Die Hard character. Let's clap it up for Ellis.
Ted, you were only 124 spots behind my dad.
I know it, man. I know. It's rarefied territory.
Hang in there.
Pipe, was your pops one?
He was. And guess who didn't make the list? This guy.
Boys, I could go
on
and on.
So I'm more than 124.
Well, guys, I mean,
him. So
we have a family member on the list. We have you on the list. I mean, Big R's nowhere. I mean, there's no connection anywhere near that, right? Unless some Italian Portuguese guy made it.
Not on the list.
Yeah, no, nothing on the list. There is no list.
I just want to tell you, Big R, in case you think it's all fun and games and decadence and excess for me to be on the list and just some of the ways that my life has changed.
Yeah, baby, talk about that. Like, what has happened in the last 3 months? I know I left on sabbatical, but man, when you made that list, like, give us a little bit of a picture of what life has been like for you.
It's a little different. I don't like to brag. But,
no, it's okay. I mean, we're all ears. We want to be able to be here for you.
I just want you to know I'm walking a little taller these days. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling satisfied, Big R.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be too, except I don't even know what that's like.
I feel like I can't even go out in public anymore, though. It's tough.
It's been rough.
It's been hard for my family. You know, yeah. They didn't sign up for this. KK didn't sign up for this.
Baby, how are the kids holding up?
She didn't call in for this. It's tough for the kids at school.
I mean, you probably had to pull them out of school, right?
Yeah,
I had to pull them
out of school. You know, you're just doing some traveling. We're taking a sabbatical.
Were their teachers making a big deal out of it? Like, now, boys and girls, we know we don't want to make anybody feel singled out, but we do have the son of the 125th most influential person in the gospel-centered movement, according to C-lister Jared C. Wilson.
Absolutely.
Your kids are like, oh, stop, everybody.
It just really makes shockwaves everywhere that it goes. But boys, I want to go serious here for just a moment. And I want to ask you both, I know there were various reactions to this list when it came out, even amongst the three of us. And Big R,
see if
man
I can
in the
find
cloth.
The comment section just to, share
find
some
find us a little
those.
Comment section, but I'm going to ask our resident man of the cloth what you think of this idea of ranking people. and ranking people in our movement who are predisposed to pride and envy all the live long day.
Well, luckily, I'm only on the envy side of that. Well, not the pride side.
I'm on the pride side. No, I know tell you.
So, man, there's going to be a lot of, we're going to be able to bring out a lot of distinctions.
Well, you're both hacks. I'm on both sides, so.
That's you right. are on both sides. That's, Pipe, you literally are on both sides, man. Your pops is number one, and
I'm not.
You're like
on
where
the
I'm
list.
At. Yeah.
And you're my friend, and I'm 125.
You're related so. By blood
I
and
know.
Friendship.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. I'm going to claim you, you know, be like, oh, I'm friends with the 125th most important person in the gospel-centered movement, according to C. Lister Jared C.
Pipe,
Wilson.
Listen to me. If that opens doors for you in the industry, then by all means, you have my blessing to do it, okay? Use
baby,
me.
Baby, Pipe, Thomas
I'm a resource.
Just
use
like,
me.
Thomas Nelson just texted me like two book deals since you've been talking about this.
I feel cheap, I feel tawdry, but just use me, okay?
They signed my Christmas novel. It's on. I just got the text right now.
The Christmas sweater is a go. No, seriously, baby. What do you think of this?
Baby, I don't know. So speaking as an envious guy, because I wasn't on the list, speaking as a guy that wakes up every morning burning in anger and envy, it's tough, man. The whole list thing, the whole celebrity thing, I'm supposed to say that I'm against it.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm not that concerned about it. But at the same time, I wish it didn't exist.
Okay, you're not concerned about it, but yet you wish it didn't exist. Like,
so
tease
like
that
I don't
that
so
doesn't
like
make any sense to
right
me.
It doesn't. Yeah. So this is what I mean by that.
I mean that's how I feel about like mosquitoes.
Well, no, it's like this. It's like so there's this aspect of it where it's like we got all these guys whose first priority, whose first job is to like be humble dudes.
And then so like allegedly,
right, yeah. Allege. And then we create these systems and these lists for them to sort of push as hard against sort of this, you know, this perceived humility as humanly possible. I don't see what good it does. I mean, let me get a little
blog
bit on the
traffic.
Serious tip right now. What's that?
Blog traffic. That's
yeah, right. Blog traffic. I mean, like, why do we do that? Like, why are we creating lists to rank people when like that really kind of goes against like what we would feel about ranking in general, right? Like, that's weird, right? Again, nothing against Jared C. We're all buddies. Everything's all... Jared C., if you're out there, we like you. We love you. I've read your, you know, Imperfect Disciple, Book of the Year, blah, blah, blah. You know, all that stuff, right? I know we got to qualify 97 times. But the point is...
I've never met him, I mean.
Is like, why are we having lists? You know what, man? If it was just... I mean, baby, if it's just to get you to 125, that satisfies
me. If it's just to open some doors for me.
If it's just to open some doors for you, which will open some doors for me, and to pare down on the envy, I'm all about it.
Boys, I want to ask you a serious question. All right? I don't want you to answer somewhat seriously. Why do you think I made the list? And why do you think there's any significance to being 125? Like, do you think that's a dig? Do you think it would...
Baby, it's like
you're not going to like either of the answers that I have.
That's okay, though.
Are you emotionally prepared for what
baby,
is
I'm
to
a grown
follow?
Man. I got my moss on the walls. I got a...
Okay, this is your
I'm
safe
comfortable.
Space?
This is a safe place for me
These
right
are safe
now.
People?
Nothing you can do can hurt me. I've got my people here. I've got my moss. I'm good.
The lesser likely option is that you co-authored a couple books with somebody who is a little higher on the list.
Some guy.
I'm not going to look to embarrass anybody. One Rev Kev DeYoung.
Zachary Bartel.
Yeah.
Zachary.
So there's that option. The more likely option is that we fell into Jared C's trap and talked about this on the podcast, and that's what he really wanted.
Things just got real. Things just got R-E-A-L right now.
See how it's all business?
Baby, you know what, though? Let me just throw this out, though, as a thought. You guys, roll with me on this for 1 minute, all right? Like, I think it's better to be 125 than, like, 63.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that stands out a little bit, right?
Because people are going to read the top 10 and then scroll to the end.
Right. I mean, like, where'd they put Paul David Tripp, like, 51? I mean, nobody remembers that. But they're going to remember 125. You know what else they're going to remember?
What, baby?
One. And you know who I'm going to remember? You, baby.
125.
125.
Number 125 in your program, number one in your heart.
That's right, 125. I remember one, and I remember 125. Nobody right. remembers 2 through 124.
Can That's
we just,
true.
Can we just be honest about
Did
that
you
for a second?
Did you say 61 or 63?
I said 63 and then 51.
Okay, well, 63 is the pastor of my church, Ray Ortland Jr., and so he deserves to be higher. And
sure.
51...
Sure, we all
Tom,
deserve to be
Tom
higher.
Tom Rainer, who is the president of the company I work for, so I feel so connected to this list right now.
You got people all over this list.
Guys, we all deserve to be on the
people.
List.
Like,
guys, you should be on the list. Everybody here, except for that one Arminian that we had at the last live event, everybody should be on the list, right?
I hope he's
We're
back,
all
by
on the
way.
List, you know?
Is he back?
I don't know. Is that Arminian from last time is, back? Baby, we love you. There was nothing to that.
How do we feel about Mark Driscoll being number 5?
Ooh, Drisky. Drisky,
I feel like I'm just going to start out. I'm going to spot check this list.
Yeah,
spot
check
the term.
Drewski's showing up, showing out.
The Happy Rant and the Trinity Church. There it is, right there. Boom.
Do you have any qualms with Drewski being number five?
I have no qualms with Drewski
being
five.
Well, there's like nine paragraphs of qualifiers about what this list is, and I'm probably...
Dude, which is the most reformed-ish thing
I would
ever.
Probably understand why he's number five if I read them.
Baby, I do think, though...
But no thanks.
Talk to me about what I just said, though. Like, I'm not trying to be all ha-ha about that. Like,
what?
You remember one, and you remember 125. Nobody knows anybody between those two numbers. So, baby, I think you got... I think you're number two on that list.
Yeah, so, in a sense,
besides
I got...
Besides Pipes Pops.
I got, like... Right? Second to top billing.
I mean, that's all I'm going to roll with it. Because that makes me feel better, and that helps me sleep through my envy at night.
Okay, Ted, it's a little bit like being Mr. Irrelevant in the NFL draft. Pardon me, a sports metaphor. Like, if you're a middle sixth-round pick, unless you're Tom Brady, nobody remembers you.
That's
but
true.
If you're the last pick in the draft, like, you get written up in a couple posts. They're like, oh, he's Mr. Irrelevant. So congratulations, Mr. Irrelevant. You are that for this
Guys,
list.
Welcome to Happy Rant Sports. We're glad you came out tonight. This is episode number one. Everything's beautiful.
I keep spot checking our list, man. What else jumps out at you about this?
Well, Paul Tripp is number 23, just based on the mustache. He should be several spots
okay,
higher.
Okay, Big T, tell me, answer me this, man. If you could pick one guy on the list that you just look at it and you go, no way. There's no way he should be on that list.
One no way guy.
Who's the first no way guy that pops up?
I want to hear your no way guy, too.
Well, I don't have the list, man, so I don't know.
Judas Priest, would you do some show prep? You're not on sabbatical anymore. All right? Dude, you're not in California taking pictures of your feet with the ocean in the background and your little stack of books.
Baby, some
anymore.
Of us,
you're back at work.
Some of us.
It wasn't
some of us
the beach. It was a pool. That's what. That was the picture.
Would you punch the clock and be a lunch pail guy for me, Judas? Just for a couple hours.
Baby, I'm a pastor. I don't punch any clocks, and I don't.
Uh-huh.
And, I
don't
work. And I don't.
Yeah.
And I don't. And I don't.
Why is J.I. Packer number 24?
I was gonna say, man, Packer's a little low.
I realize that he's. In his later years and is not like a main stage speaker anymore. But none of these other guys would exist in their present form without J.I. Packer.
How reformed of you, Pipe. How gosh darn reformed of you. That's the most reformed thing I've ever heard you say, man. That was sweet,
I don't
man.
Know if I should
Spoken
apologize
like
or say thank you or
father's son. None of these fellows would be anywhere without J.I.P.
I didn't
you know?
Say that. I said they wouldn't exist in their present form.
No, I loved it. I loved
Dude,
it.
Let
anyway.
Me ask you a question, Pipe. Do you think there's now like enmity and strife in the Tripp household because Ted Tripp is all the way down at 106?
Well, maybe if
like,
he wrote,
think it was
maybe
awkward?
If he wrote anything after Shepherding a Child's Heart, he would have.
Do you think it was
well,
awkward
that's what
at,
I'm
the,
talking
at the
about.
Holidays for them?
Like that's what I'm like, talking about. Like, what's Ted? Who's Ted? Ted Tripp, I don't know who Ted Tripp is.
Are you familiar with the book Shepherding a Child's Heart?
Only by title.
It's a cult classic.
Only by title.
And by cult classic, I mean people who use it are like in a cult.
Yeah. You know what? That's my replace guy. I'm going to replace the other Ted. I want to be the only Ted on this list.
Isn't he Ted with two D's?
He is Ted with
Not
two D's.
Not on this list.
Oh, really?
Really? They misspelled it.
So Jared good. Let's C, get gotta, him out of gotta, there, then.
Jared C. needs a little spell check action on his list.
Let's get him off.
Oh, I think Owen Strand is the third rated rapper on this list.
Number one rated white rapper, though.
I see Lecrae and Shy Lin above him.
Let's make sure we mention that in every episode. You know what? Let's get Owen Strahan off the list.
Strahan.
If you make a rap record.
He's above Trip Lee, which.
Oh, my goodness.
So Trip Lee is the fourth rated rapper below Owen Strand. That's amazing.
Dude, how many reformed hip hoppers are on that list, man? That's my question.
Well, are we counting Owen or not?
Dude, five now. Nancy Lee Wilgum.
I mean, obviously.
She made a rap record a couple years ago, you guys. It was kind of underground, but I'll play it for you in the green room later on.
I appreciate that, baby. Yeah.
No problem, baby.
That's good
I think
times.
There's only three, but I could be wrong. There's a lot of names on this.
Piper, list. I'll ask you the same question. Who's your get-off-the-list guy? If you could put yourself on the list.
Oh, instead of somebody?
Instead of somebody. Who would you take off the list?
Well, my pops is getting old.
Yeah, John Piper.
I got to be careful here.
It's getting careful.
Here,
guy makes
thing.
One J.I. Packer comment and everything's careful now.
Here, check my phone.
Well, no, it's because my number one motto on the show is don't get fired. So,
Baby, amen. I'm going to roll with Jamar Tisby. Because that just sounds like some NFL player. And that's right. I just said that. Enjoy that.
Oh,
enjoy
Jamar
that little NFL thing I said right there.
I'm going to go instead of Phil Johnson.
Ooh, that's strong.
Phil Johnson is John MacArthur's watchdog. So I'm just going to set my
Dude,
phone down
Dude, I feel like after you said that,
there.
Like the doors are going to bust open and somebody with like guns is just going to like come flooding into the pod.
No,
somebody
that's,
from the
that's
Stronger
later
Man
in
conference?
The show.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I would put myself on instead of Phil Johnson.
I love it. I love it.
Come at me,
Phil. Oh, you
Phil.
Already did yours. You already did yours.
Baby, let's move on, man. I already did mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Our producer, Ronnie Martin, so He is back at work, just in a little different role.
I mean, you want me to work, but then you don't want me to work. I'm just confused. There's a lot of confusion going on up here.
That's on me. Piper, I want to segue into this next segment by saying thank you to all of our listeners. So we have been at this for a few years now. How many years? Is this year number four for this?
I think it's 3-4. More than that.
That's amazing.
We just dropped our 190th episode.
190th episode.
I thought it was like year three.
No, year four is right, because if we do approximately 45, 50 episodes a year, that's, yeah.
It might be year three four for you.
But it so feels
the,
like
as
a lot
As the new
longer.
Guy, as uh-huh. the NKOTB, uh-huh. like where do I come into this one?
Still getting your feet wet?
Yeah, I know. I still am, guys. Thanks.
This is like small town America. You could be here for 20 years and you'll still be the new guy on this block.
Yeah, for real. It's kind of like how I am in my hometown. Yeah, mm-hmm. never really.
Maybe I want to talk about that for a minute. Have they accepted you in A-Town yet?
Oh, my God.
As more than just an object of fascination because you moved there from
Has
California?
Anybody accepted you as anything beyond an object of fascination?
No. Have they not?
No, I'm on the out. So A-Town is interesting because I sat down with a guy and he said, baby, I've been here 20 years and I'm still an outsider. And I like choked on my soup.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Literally choked on my soup.
Choked on your quinoa.
I said, well, what is that? I said, gee, Steve, what
I choked
would
on
you
my quinoa. And then I said, I wonder why I'm an outsider.
Baby, they don't have quinoa in Ashtown. Ashtown doesn't even know what quinoa is. We just got our first brewer. We just got our first hamburger in Ashtown.
Okay. I got you, babe.
And you know, I'm not rolling down with that at all.
No. You know what? Yeah. You're looking very thin. You're looking very scrawny these days. I think sabbatical
Wait a minute. What did you just call me?
Scrawny.
This is my least favorite part of the podcast. Normally, this is simply an audio medium, so I don't have to view this. It's much better that way.
You put the Ronnie in scrawny.
Baby, we'll talk afterwards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Boys, where I was going with that, though, is that we've been on the air for a while now, and we've had people... kind of coming on board at various points in our history. So I know we have listeners here tonight who have only been on board for a couple of months, and I'm super pumped about that. But one of the things that our listeners reached out and asked for on Twitter was a little bit of a Happy Rant 101 sesh. So there are a few things that we do on the program that are kind of germane to the program, a little bit insider.
And there's some things that we need to stop doing, like the Scrawny Ronnie thing.
Scrawny Ronnie thing. Talking about trogues, apparently, we need to stop doing. So,
that one's fine.
Stop doing that as soon as you guys stop doing that sports thing.
Does it threaten you that we have our own sports program? I want to get this out in the open because we're in a church and I just want to air this.
Airing of grievances right now.
Yep.
Guys, give me a minute here. You know, it really doesn't, baby. I'm happy for you guys. I'm happy that you have something to bond on that I literally can't bond with anybody else on, like that whole sports thing. I don't know what that means. I've never had that kind of connection with anybody like you guys have. So I just, it's like something that I wish I could be a part of, but I don't really, because that would mean I had to invest in something that I would have to be a part of.
Listen, far be it from me to tell you how to get acceptance in A-Town.
Right.
But being that I grew up in small town, middle America.
A little football would help Big R, wouldn't it?
A little research, a little listening to Happy Rant Sports might help you.
So you're saying if I buy one of those brown balls, I put on some of those tight pants, and I slap people on the rear ends, that's gonna get me in with some people in the small town.
I wouldn't lead with those. I would get Ted to educate you on the finer points of neck rolls.
Because when I watch one of those football games, it seems like that's how they're leading with the whole thing. You know, so you guys got to educate me a little bit on that.
So next time you're in Ashland.
I'd say try it. Just go for it and then report back.
Next time you're in Ashland over your bowl of quinoa, you know, wherever people mix, mingle, and be in Ashland, you can lay a little sports banter on them.
All right? Yeah, it's never going
to
happen.
Listen to the program. I think you like it.
The Happy Rant Sports?
Happy Rant Sports.
Baby, I've never listened to the Happy Rant.
Here it comes.
Period. Yeah, all right.
Here it comes.
Baby, I don't have time for that kind of stuff, right?
Piper, what are some of the insider things that people would like to hear us explain on the air?
We always get asked, and by always, I mean like once every other week, get asked, why does Ted end the show saying Rachel the Hell to Evans? And we have sussed this out at length on multiple episodes and in not length on a couple other episodes.
Piper, since you're OG Happy Rant, I want you to explain this.
Well, what I want to do is I think we should offer another piece of swag to a listener who can explain the story. We see a hand. This hand shot up
right
quick.
Here. Front and center.
Dude.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can't even say her name correctly. Neither can I. Ted has so brainwashed me, I can't even say her name. Right.
We've changed the culture, boys. Uh-huh. Oh, because we felt a certain freedom, didn't we?
I mean, I don't remember that phrase, but it sounds very apropos.
We felt a certain lightness of being with Trogs gone. What do we have?
We have, what do we have here? We've got multiple sizes of the same t-shirt. So, it is another missional wear shirt with a cool design, and I think it has the 5 points of Calvinism on it because we are in such and such a place. So, we have large, which is not going to fit you.
Maybe this is good radio.
We did have it those
is.
Four.
Gosh, this is scintillating.
We have extra large.
I wish there was a show in which someone just looked through various articles of clothing and said what size they were.
And we have another extra large.
Oh, I would listen to that for days.
I wish we had a show where two guys called each other scrawny and then, you know, it made cow eyes at each
Pipe's
other.
I'm so offended by that, dude. So offended. There it is. There like a gentleman.
Let's
just
clap
that shirt through.
Let's clap it up.
But that was, for those of you on the podcast who haven't tuned out by now, she summarized it very well. Mm-hmm. Our original OG co-founding host, Stephen L. Trogi, had refused to hear or say the name Rachel Held Evans because they got in many an online spat, because neither of them will ever back down or be reasonable online. And so she could never be mentioned on the program. She was the like Voldemort, she who shall not be named. So the day he left the show to greener pastures or wherever he went, we began to say that like a sixth grader who has learned their first cuss word. Uh-huh. And then it became the sign-off ever since.
Yeah, and that's
it. And it was Childish Rebellion.
It's a good sign-off. And listen, when we sign this program off, I want to hear y'all, okay? Because we're going to say it together. We're going to say it as a group.
Guy, here's a swag question, right? Because there was one app after all of that we actually signed off with a different name. One app. If anybody can guess, if anybody has that name, who was it? Ted did it. Well, you did it one time.
I don't think I remember this.
Yeah. One time. Mm. He has something to do with the Gospel Coalition. And if you guys don't know what the Gospel Coalition is, it's just like Together for the Gospel, but the same.
Dude, it's a nice little conference.
It's a nice little conference,
grassrootsy kind of thing.
It's like it happens in someone's garage, 10
you know
or 12 people.
I'm proud of those guys.
Yeah,
I
man,
really
they're really
they're
doing
a nice
good job. They're doing a good job, man. They're trying.
I don't have any recollection of this happening.
Yeah, I know exactly. Does anybody remember who it is?
I missed an episode.
All right, we'll just leave that one hanging. Whenever somebody wants to answer that, again, you had a little TGC guesswork going on there. And we'll just keep it floating.
Do you remember this?
I don't. I have no idea.
Wow.
Yeah. We talked about it. It was during our pre-show prep. I said, hey,
I don't remember that either.
Yeah, exactly. No, I said, hey, let's sign off with a different name today. Mm. And you said who? And I said this guy. And you said all right. And you did it. It wasn't real memorable.
No, it wasn't.
But somebody 3 years ago.
Apparently, because nobody raised their hand and we don't remember.
All right, we'll just leave it there. We'll just leave it there.
Hi, Happy Rant 101. What else we got, man?
We've got. Listeners who would like to know why you two call each other baby so much. And please keep it PG.
Ooh. Big R, would you like to take this one?
So Ted and I, we go back a little ways, like I was mentioning at the beginning of the broadcast. And one of our favorite movies is a movie called Swingers. Has anybody ever seen Swingers? One guy.
All right.
One guy. There it
that's
is.
The guy behind the guy.
Right
behind
there
the
he
guy.
Is right there.
Yeah, that's the guy.
So Swingers is a movie. It was like, it's like how John Favreau and Vince Vaughn got their star, little indie flick. It kind of went big. You know, for an indie flick. And it just has all these beautiful one-liners in it. They call each other baby all the way through it. And that really shaped our relationship, didn't it?
It did.
I mean, that was the beginning of this beautiful friendship that we've developed.
In all
over
seriousness,
years.
Though, that was a movie that, when it came out in, when? Like the
96.
Late 90s? Yeah, mid to late 90s. That was one of the...
It was a turning point for Ron.
No, it was man. That was one of the first movies I remember watching going, those guys talk like we do. Like, that's authentic dialogue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And yes,
that's not what I thought when I saw that movie.
We've taken it too far, and we've taken it over the top. But I enjoy. Wow.
I know you're just getting all tingly, like just talking about it right now, aren't you?
Can I pose the next question?
I'm in too honest a mood.
It's in the same vein, and that is, why do you guys call each other Big R and Big T, but I don't get a nickname?
Pipe is your nickname.
Okay, but I'm not a big whatever unless you guys are calling me names. But
there's not really an answer for that.
I want you to take that. You're a man of the cloth. You probably ostensibly
you
do some counseling in that job.
There's a form and a shape to the nicknames you have, and I'm just the other guy.
All right, so here's what happened, all right? So growing up in my household, an Italian-Portuguese household, don't hold that one against me. I can't help it. But here's what happened is that everybody called me Big R. My sister called me Big R growing up. Now, this goes back to Swingers, because the character on Swingers, whose name was T, they called him Big T. So I started calling T Big T. And then he started calling me Big R, which is just what everybody's always called me. But, you know, Big B
kind of, just kind doesn't of, really sounds like a convenience store or something.
It's just hard to say, man.
Yeah. It really is.
Right? I mean, yeah. Honestly, I don't feel left out, because if you called me that, I'd off the air politely ask you to not do that. Yeah.
Like, Pipe, that was just the best. Like, the at the end of your name, I don't have time for that. So I had to shorten it to Pipe.
Fair enough.
And that's all we could come up with.
It was a question we had gotten. All right, next question posed by a listener on Happy Rant 101. Why does Ronnie shorten all the words?
Working hard.
I mean, for example, Pipe. You just said you don't have time to say the
Do you realize how much time I've saved over the years by shortening words?
Do you know how much time you've saved?
I literally have time now. I have time to do stuff.
Okay, yeah. Well, how much time have you wasted explaining to people what you just said?
I mean, you're the first guy that's ever asked me that, Pipe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I don't talk about it a lot.
Okay.
So my fam, they shorten things. We don't have time. We live in a world now where time is a commodity. So we got to shorten words. That's what we do. I mean, if you were at my church, you wouldn't even understand what I say half the time unless you've been there a year, because I don't have time. I got to spit this stuff out.
Do you preach? Right? Do you preach with shortened words?
Yeah, I shorten a few words. No. Right, we got a language at the church, right? We have a little lingo going on.
Is this maybe why you're still an outsider in A-Town?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's why I'm an outsider everywhere, Pipe. I mean, that's just how it rolls, right?
Okay. You're a rebel without a cause.
You know what it is.
Honest question, though. Honest question, real talk. As a Reformed pastor, how long do you go? How long are you going in the pulpit? What are we looking at, 45 minutes, 50?
Okay, so this is what happened, man. I just got back from my sabbat. I'm a little long-winded. I forgot how to preach practically, right? Give Big R a little time to get back in the saddle, all right?
A little ring rust.
Can I get a little time, yeah. You know? So I went...
If you're a boxer, you start with a little tune-up fight.
Baby,
you
know, it was
four-rounder.
It was long, but it wasn't as long as some of our Reformed elder gentlemen.
Brethren.
So, yeah, I went... Wait for it, guys.
Some of the aforementioned four horsemen of the Reformed
like
apocalypse.
Like the aforementioned apocalypse. Now, guys, I know this is going to cause some gasping. Don't make it too loud. It's going to distort the mic. But I went, wait for it, 41 minutes on Sunday.
Ooh, I see you. That's short for a Reformed guy, though.
I mean, do we need to take a little moment of silence?
That's the thing, though. If you're using shortened word, you can pack in like 15% more content in 41 minutes.
Maybe that was in actuality a 53-minute sermon is what that was.
That's
41
that
minutes
was a 53-minute sermon.
That's 53 for a normal person.
That's efficiency
right there. Yeah,
that's
big. It is. See, I want to be a Reformed guy, but I don't want to do a buck 15 every week, right? I care about my people.
That's next level. Baby, level with me. Scale of 1 to 10. And this is a conversation we had off the air, and I hope it's okay that I bring this into the light.
Yeah, throw it out. Throw it.
How tweaked are you, scale of 1 to 10, that you're not and you never ostensibly will be invited to speak at the other conference that starts tomorrow?
Oh, well, you know.
Does it bum you out? Is that even like a glimmer in your eye anymore? What are we looking at, man?
I mean, that's like...
1 to 10. 10 being the most tweaked, 1 being I don't even know that it exists.
I mean, that's just like waking up in the morning and thinking, man, I'm not...
No, you know what you're doing? You're going all ha-ha and you're going all satirical with this answer.
I'm not. Maybe I'm not. I'm being real with you right now.
Yeah, I want you to be real with me.
Like, this is what happens. Like, that's like me waking up in the morning and saying, man, I'm not... I don't have any association with, like the crime families from the 30s. Like, I can be sad about that, but I wasn't born into it. You know, there's nothing I can do to get there. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the problem, baby, is that Dever's not going to call me tomorrow and go, you know what, we will, Ronnie,
that was the most Reformed thing you've ever said.
Well, Pipe, I'm just saying, like...
I wasn't born into it. It's a very sort of deterministic thing.
I'm not a Dever. Like, I can never get the Dever DeYoung Chandler Duncan last name.
You know which Godfather character he is right now?
Who's that?
Tom Hagen. He's not born into it, you know?
That's true.
I'm not the guy.
He'll only be the consigliere. He'll never be the Don, you know?
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough, baby.
I mean, I'm just saying this. Like, if Lig called me tomorrow and said, baby, we want you in for T4G 2020, I'm going to go, I don't know how to feel about that because I still feel like an outsider. It's like the way I am in A-Town.
Yeah.
Like you, I'm there, but like I'm never going to feel in.
Yeah.
It's even like it with the Rant. I'm the new guy. Like, am I in? Am I not in?
So in terms of being born into it... Was I born into it?
Oh.
Or am I like the Fredo character here? I'm just like, I'm just like, I get slapped in the face and be told that.
Type,
like a man.
I think that's nepotism, and they're not going to play that game with you, man. Mm. You know, they're not going to play that game with you.
Boys,
but unless someone dies,
and
someone in the top nine dies, I mean, I don't think I'm getting that call. I don't think I'm getting the call.
You know who wasn't born into it and clawed his way all the way up to 125?
Yeah, spit it out. I know.
Scratched and clawed every step of the way, man. Blitz.
Maybe nobody's going to argue with that.
People don't know what I've seen. You know, the things I've done.
They don't know how you feel either. I'm not going to tell you how you feel.
Degraded myself behind the scenes. Boys, I want to end with one last little game. We're going to play a little game, the three of us. And it's just going to take a minute. And then we're going to sign this episode off. We're going to put this one to bed and we're going to go on to episode two. But because we're talking about noteworthy reform people, I want you to take your electronic device and I want you to find the most famous reform person in your phone.
Like in our contact list?
In your contact list.
Or like in our favorites list?
On your contact list. In your contact list. Most famous reform person.
I got mine.
You got him?
Yeah.
Who is it, baby? Lay it on me.
Baby, unfortunately, it's number 125.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's where it
about.
Is. That's where it is.
That's
right
why
there.
I love you, baby.
That's what it is right there.
That's why I love you.
That's all
loyalty.
I got. That's all I got.
It's loyalty. This is the Godfather. This whole thing, man.
We know who Pipe has. I mean... Talk about the rhetorical question of the freaking decade, man.
I know. I feel like this was not a game for me to play.
No, this was not a game.
No, though. It was assumed by me when I came up with the game that Pipe would not use his father.
Excellent.
So, Piper...
Pipe, hold on. Who's number two, man? Let's roll
now
out
I have to go to
two.
My contact list. Hold on. I was
Come
like,
on,
oh, this
man.
Is easy.
You got to have a top tenner in there. I mean, at least nine of those top 10 grace the threshold of your door.
You know what?
You know, growing up over the last 30 years.
I'm going to give you a couple.
All right, throw it out there.
While
I'm all ears,
waiting.
Baby.
One gentleman, whose name I won't say, but just who got very rich in NFL free agency just a minute ago. He's in my phone.
But he's a reform guy?
He's not a reform guy. Oh, no.
Football is so hard.
He's the quarterback for Piper's favorite team, though, so that makes him kind of semi a reform guy.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a stretch. We're really stretching that one out, aren't we, man?
And I actually have the father of the previous most famous evangelical quarterback in my phone.
I mean, you should probably be looking at Pipe because you're speaking Greek right now to me.
I don't have any of the top. Oh, I've got number 12 in my phone.
All right,
I got you. Who's number 12?
Colin Hanson.
Oh.
Ooh, that's strong.
Dude, CH made 12?
CH got 12? That seems high to me.
I didn't put him on the list.
I love CH.
I know, we're all looking at Pipe like seriously?
You did this?
You threw Colin Hanson into number 12. Yeah.
Who do you think you are, putting Colin Hanson at number 12? Boys, we have done what we always do on this program. It is good to be back in the saddle. It's good to be in front of a live studio audience here at Sojourn East. Clap it up for yourselves. This was fun.
Is there a difference between clapping it up and applauding?
I don't know. I always say clap it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I always say clap it up. And it's good to have our boy Big R back at work. I know this has been a tough work night for him.
Yeah, sorry about the rust he showed in that episode. We'll do better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's okay. Just show him some grace tonight.
Yeah.
Show him some grace. Bring him along slowly. Boys, we have wandered to and fro throughout this episode. And until next time.
Rachel and Health Evans.
The Happy Rant is brought to you by Resonate Recordings. If you go to resonaterecordings.com, you can see the full range of services they offer. So if you're considering starting a podcast, they are the ones we recommend going with. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see their prices, to connect with them and ask any questions, and to see what they can do to help you launch, edit, master, and improve your podcast.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.